This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you. I'm extremely excited to be joining you today, and although I'm not physically present with you, my heart is still connected with you. As we gather tonight to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these blessed days showers us with His faraj min haythu la nahtasib, right? With openings from where we not expect or from where we least expect. And I pray that you're all under His utter protection, and you're all in the best state of health and faith, inshallah. Now, this past week, something happened that made me kind of stop for a moment and really reevaluate the way I handle things with my children. So, my son just turned 11, and he's a huge, huge sports fan. He plays sports, watches sports, makes video edits of sports, anything that has to do with sports, just name it. And last week, his dad came back. He was at ShopRite, and he tells him, "Guess who I saw at ShopRite?" And he asks, "Who, Baba?" And he says, "I saw Miles Johnson." I have no idea who that is, of course. But anyway, apparently he's some sort of a famous basketball player on his favorite team. And my son's reaction from excitement followed by disappointment that he didn't get to see or meet his favorite player made me kind of stop and ponder for a while and ask myself, I wonder, if I had told my son or one of my children, we just saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would he have reacted with the same excitement? Would his tears have rolled down out of disappointment on knowing what he missed on seeing or who he missed seeing? And the answer kind of weighed heavily on me, on my heart. I don't think so. No. Subhanallah, we as parents, as Imam Mendes was saying earlier, get caught up making sure our kids are memorizing Quran and doing khatms and ameens. And this is all amazing and it's very important because, mashallah, when they're younger, their brains are like a sponge. So we try to, you know, take advantage of that. But how many times or how many of us have the same keenness that our kids would understand what they're memorizing? How many times have we heard of heartbreaking stories of kids memorizing but not able to connect with the Quran? Straying away, you know, kids straying away or youth from our communities after many years of investment that their parents and their teachers put in, you know, with them from money and time and everything you could possibly imagine. And the question is here, how can we expect them to connect when they don't understand what they're reading? When they don't fully understand who this message was sent upon, who delivered it to us, who went through every possible test and trial, every human being, you know, could have, you know, not bear the tests and the trials that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through, so that you and me today can very easily just shut our eyes and read in the name of our Lord. How can we expect them or anyone to emulate him sallallahu alayhi wasallam and feel their hearts skip that beat when they hear his name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Sometimes we think by acting the way he sallallahu alayhi wasallam acts that it's sufficient for those around us to understand that our behavior is derived from his teachings. But that isn't always the case. Especially with our kids, we need to, you know, tie or bring back everything that we do and point out to them that we reacted or that we didn't react in a certain way, because that's the way Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have acted in this specific situation. We decided not to be angry and to be merciful because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us that. And when they witness mercy, compassion, forgiveness, empathy, caring for others, that's when their heart will skip that beat. You see, you cannot follow in the footsteps of someone you don't love. And you can't love someone unless you get to know them. So how well do you know Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How well do your kids know him? How much love do you have in your heart for him? How much love have you grown or planted seeds of in their hearts for him sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you have the love of Khadija and Fatima radiallahu anhuma, or Umar, or Bilal radiallahu anhu? Bilal, who would enter upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his seclusion when no one else was allowed, to seek permission from him sallallahu alayhi wasallam before every salah to give the adhan. Yeah, how lucky is Bilal to see Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam 5 times a day. Bilal, who at the time when he heard about Islam kept repeating the words ahadun ahad, and he was asked later on by the sahaba, why were you saying these words? He said, by Allah, I knew nothing other than ahadun ahad, one God. Bilal, who one day entered upon him in Medina sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he had fallen ill, and he saw Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taking his final breaths and started weeping, saying, wa huzna, oh the pain, oh the agony I'm feeling. And he repeated the words of Sayyidina Maryam alayha salam when she said, ya laytani mittu qabla hadha, I wish I died and never lived to see this day. See the love. And when Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, the first prayer came and Bilal went up on the minbar and started calling out the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah. And as he came to ashhadu anna, he couldn't mention the name. He broke down. He couldn't continue. For 3 days, every time he attempted to call the adhan, he just couldn't. He couldn't imagine that Al-Habib was gone, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine after being the muaddin of Medina for 10 whole years, the love, ya Allah. He started remembering all the memories he had with Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everywhere he went in Medina, it reminded him of Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he couldn't handle it. Every street, every corner, every turn. So he took Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's permission to go out and join the army in Palestine. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq finally agreed. And the beloved Palestine is opened. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda comes to receive the keys to Palestine. And he calls out, where is Bilal? And Bilal comes forth, and they hadn't seen each other for years. And he says, أذن يا Bilal, call out the adhan, ya Bilal. And Bilal responds, I cannot call out the adhan for anyone after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, أذن يا Bilal, if Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi was here today, he would have been happy to hear you give the adhan. This is a day of joy. And Bilal starts the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the army starts weeping to an extent that they tell you Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, that strong mountain, Sayyidina Umar with all his strength, you could hear him sobbing, weeping, Subhanak Ya Rab. And the days pass till a few months before the death of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu arda. And he sees Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the dream, and he tells him, Ma hadhihi al-jafwa? What is this harshness, ya Bilal? Do you not miss visiting me? And Bilal wakes up in the morning and he takes his ride and straight off to Medina from Sham. It's not like he went to the airport here. No, it takes a ride. It's going to be mashaqqa. There is, you know, a lot of difficulty. And he goes down and he approaches the house of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And then Hassan al-Hussein, they tell him, we miss your adhan, O Bilal. And so he goes up on the minbar for the first time after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's death. 7 years, after 7 years, and he calls out the adhan. And the people were reminded of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they hear the melodious voice of Bilal calling out the adhan, like the good old days when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. And they start coming out of their homes. And it's said that the people of Medina were not seen weeping as such since the passing of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The days pass and Bilal radiallahu anhu arda is taking his last breaths. And his wife is sad and saying, wa huzna, oh what sadness, oh what grief. And he says, don't say that. Say, wa farhata, say, oh what happiness, what happiness. For tomorrow I meet my beloveds, Muhammad and his companions. Ghadan alqa al-ahibba Muhammadan wa sahbah. Ya Allah. That was one of thousands of stories of love like no other. The love of a man that was, that is, and that will always be a mercy to mankind. A rahmah lil alameen. My dear beloved sisters and brothers, as you scurry through this dunya busily, with all its temptations and its responsibilities and its tests and its trials and the strings that pull us into a million different directions, make sure that as you are scurrying, that you are writing one more story to add to these thousands of stories of love. Make sure you are working on knowing him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and making your kids, your family, your friends, your peers, anyone that you interact with him, know him. Because when they know him, they will love him. And when they love him, inshallah, they will follow in his footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.